When people think of a brand, they usually think of the color palette, the logo, the fonts, all that kind of stuff. Brand strategy is actually the reputation of your brand, and it's actually the whole architecture that's going to allow you to make every marketing strategy work. So it is how you're going to position yourself, meaning how are you going to put yourself out in the market to be the obvious choice for your ideal client? How you are going to communicate with that ideal client? So it is your entire messaging. So it is how you're going to talk and speak in your sales page, in your content, in your email, how you're going to talk about your offers, how you're going to talk in your stories. Like, it is the entire messaging around your brand and how you create the emotional connection with your ideal client, how you build authority. It is everything.
Welcome, fellow entrepreneurs and goal getters, to Entrepreneurial Elevation, Unleashing Greatness Within, with myself, your host, Kelly Beveridge, and my special guest today, Victoria Renaissance. And I'm super excited to have her here. First of all, she lives in Saint-Tropez, which is in the south of France, which I would love to visit. And she is a brand strategist, and she helps purpose-driven experts turn their genius into a one-of-a-kind brand that attracts dream clients through content strategy. And I was just telling her, I'm so excited for our episode today because I'm in this space where I want to learn about this stuff. And I know a lot of my audience, this is going to support them too and support their business. And so today we're going to talk about brand strategy and how it may be the missing piece for those established entrepreneurs who are in momentum, who are having success and want to level up. And Victoria, welcome today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you here. And so before we dive into brand strategy and learning from you, I would love to know, how did you become a brand strategist? Because we talked previously and you have a really interesting background that led you to having this be what you're guiding people through. So maybe just give us some backstory and then we'll dive into the topic of today.
Yeah. So the short story is that before I actually got into branding, I went to nursing school. But after that, I worked as a paramedic and I was a zombie. When I say a zombie, like, I would drive home and I wouldn't remember how I got home. I was constantly on autopilot. I was constantly in survival mode. Like, I had one day off per week. And during that day, I had to do the laundry and groceries and all of that. And I was working 12 hours a day. Like, I was just a zombie. And I wanted more freedom. I had always been someone with a lot of ambition. I had always been creative. And I decided to start my business. And I started many businesses. And some of them failed. Some of them kind of worked, but not the way that I wanted to. And so I got completely obsessed with why some brands actually become successful, why some brands create that obsession with their customers, what does it take? And I actually understood that brand strategy was the missing piece. So I studied neuropsychology, I studied consumer behavior, I got certified as a brand strategist, and I've worked as a social media manager. I've worked for coaches. I've done it all in marketing, but ultimately, every marketing strategy was always rooted in brand strategy. It was always rooted in how you're going to create emotional connection, how you're going to position yourself, how you're going to build trust, how you're going to make your customers loyal, etc. And so this is how I got into brand strategy.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I like your story because we're talking to an audience of entrepreneurs. And I usually find that entrepreneurs, before they become one, they hit some kind of a wall in their life where it becomes painful. Yeah. And they're like, change is necessary. And that's what happened to you. And it's not like you decided to make change and all of a sudden, bam, you have this successful business. You went through the growing pains of figuring it out and figuring out your groove and your niche and what you were passionate about. And so for the entrepreneurs who are listening, like, that's normal, right? Like, you've got to go through those growing pains to land into what is your genius. And so congratulations. And I can tell you're really passionate about this. And so I'm so excited to talk to you about brand strategy. And so I want to start with, a simple question, yet what is brand strategy? That's my first question. Like, beyond the visuals and the logos, like, why is it the missing link for entrepreneurs? And what is it so that we have an idea of what we're talking about today?
Okay, so this is funny because this is something that everyone asks me, and people come across brand strategy all the time, especially if they have worked with content strategists or business coaches, but they actually have no idea what a brand strategy is. Because when people think of a brand, they usually think of the color palette, the logo, the fonts, all that kind of stuff. Brand strategy is actually the reputation of your brand, and it's actually the whole architecture that's going to allow you to make every marketing strategy work. So it is how you're going to positioning yourself, meaning how are you going to put yourself out in the market to be the obvious choice for your ideal client, how you are going to communicate with that ideal client. So it is your entire messaging. So it is how you're going to talk and speak in your sales page, in your content, in your email, how you're going to talk about your offers, how you're going to talk in your stories. Like, it is the entire messaging around your brand and how you create the emotional connection with your ideal client, how you build authority. It is everything. And based on that, then you can have a marketing strategy. Because when people think branding, they usually think it's a marketing strategy. Actually, this is the whole foundation that makes every marketing strategy work. If you don't know who you're talking to, if you don't know what is your unique way of doing things, if you don't know how to speak to your ideal client, if you don't know how to infuse emotional connection, like, you can have the best newsletter set up and the best content strategy in the world, you're missing the foundational blocks. And this is really funny because a lot of entrepreneurs, when they start, they immediately think, oh my God, I've got fireworks.
That's hilarious. For those who are just listening, it's technology at its finest. I think you put up two thumbs and it gave fireworks on the screen. That means you're talking about great stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because when entrepreneurs start a business, they usually think about the logos, the website, their social media, and how they're going to go viral and that kind of stuff, when it is actually completely irrelevant if you don't have a brand strategy in place.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I love what you're sharing. And because I feel like it's what's going to make each brand unique. And so you talk about zone of genius, because I'm sitting here as I'm listening to you, I'm like, this sounds wonderful. Yet how the heck do I figure out what is my unique offer? What is my gift? What is my zone of genius? So I can start to package my brand with all those things you talked about, positioning myself, communicating in a certain way, my offers, this emotional connection. So how do we do that?
Usually people do that when they are on a call with me, but some of the things that I would ask them is, what, this is like a tricky question, but why are you the only option for your ideal client? What is your way of doing things differently? What is your unique perspective in your industry? This is a question that I ask to my clients all the time, which is, who is your enemy? Your enemy isn't necessarily a person, it is a concept. What is the old way that you are making obsolete? If you wanted to talk about something without any sort of filter, what would you say? Because people are so focused on, what do I say to sell? What about what you truly believe in? Just like when I say my zone of genius is brand strategy, because I know that no content strategy, no marketing strategy can work until you have those foundational pieces and that clarity and those foundational blocks. This is my positioning, you know? I know this is my zone of genius. So what is your own unique way to present things? What is your own unique approach? What is your unique story? Why are you the best person to talk about your offer? I gave you a lot of things here.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. And it's like the quality of the questions you ask is going to be the quality of, right, your business or your life. So it's like, just start asking yourself those questions and you will figure it out. And so it starts with understanding yourself and what you want to offer and why you want to offer it, and you will get to what your zone of genius is, I believe. So I love all those questions that you just gave. That's a great place to start. What advice would you give entrepreneurs who they understand this, Yeah, they struggle to communicate like their brilliance, right? They're like, okay, I've got my zone of genius. I understand this, yet they're not the best at then getting onto video or screen or putting content out and communicating it such that it resonates.
Yeah. So this is something that I hear all the time. I don't know how to communicate my value. And the thing is, if you don't know how to communicate your value, again, it is because you're missing those foundational pieces. So when you create a brand strategy, and you, first of all, you need to understand exactly who you are speaking to. And I don't mean busy mom or, I don't know, busy mom who want to lose weight, the specific symptoms of those people. What are they facing every single day? Extremely specifically. So what I mean is, it's not, oh, my ideal client is someone who wants to lose weight. It is, let's say you're in the fitness industry. It's going to be, my ideal client is someone who wants to feel confident in a bikini, because right now, every morning, she jumps on the scale and she sees that she hasn't lost weight and she feels frustrated and she goes scroll on Instagram and wonders what she should be doing. Or scroll to find workout on TikTok, whatever that is. This is how specific you need to be. And that starts with the basics, because everyone thinks the basics, like, even if they're advanced, they usually think they're above the basics, but they're not. No one is above the basics. I always go back to them. Everyone I work with, we always go back to the basics, such as your ideal client. You need to know the problems that they're facing, the specific symptoms. You need to know how to diagnose those symptoms. So make them understand why this is happening. You need to educate them on what they should be doing instead and how your solution is the best solution for them. So for every piece of your offer, framework, whatever that is that you have, you need to be able to tell them who it is for, why they need it, what's the risk of not doing that, like of not working with you, and what can change for them. Usually when you lack those pieces, you create content, but you actually don't exactly know who you're speaking to, how you're standing out in a market, and what you need to say in your content to guide your ideal client through a customer's journey.
I love it. And it's like you're actually speaking to your ideal client when you're creating content. And so I'm curious, what advice would you give entrepreneurs who are creating their brand and they're figuring all of this out, they're figuring out their brand strategy? Would you say wait before you start creating content? Or would you say just get into action creating content, and the more you do it, the more clear you'll get, the better your content will be? So what's your advice with that? Is it just to get into action while you're narrowing your niche, figuring out who your ideal client is, and then your message will tweak and change along the way? Is that okay to do?
I would probably say it's better to take messy action rather than not taking any action. But I do believe that if you just take messy action and don't invest into mentorship and consultation, it's going to take a while. Mm-hmm. And when it takes a while, it is costing you time, money, and energy. You're like, people are literally leaving money on the table. So I would say take messy action. Like, even when I work with my clients, if we work together for 6 months, I'm not going to tell them, wait until you have your entire brand strategy in 6 months. They still take messy actions and we refine as we work through. But having a brand strategy, like, this is going to speed up your entire business, honestly, because it's going to give you the clarity that every time that you wake up, you know exactly what to say. Like, how many hours are you wasting scrolling on your competitor's profile, trying to see what's working, wondering or having endless conversations with ChatGPT and being like, oh, what should I say, blah, blah, blah. And this all comes down because you don't have a brand strategy. And therefore, I would not advise to just take messy actions, because it could take years to refine it and having it all figure it out.
So get started and have a plan in place and some coaching or mentorship or somebody who's guiding you in the right direction to clean it up and have clarity. I love that. Hey, everyone. I'm just hopping on quick to let you know I have partnered with my sponsors, Coach core because I want to promote their services because they've had such an impact and positive influence within my business. And I want everyone to know about their service and what's available to you. So if you're an entrepreneur and a business person who's been wanting to streamline your back-end systems, you're going to want to listen up. And I don't know about you, but I was frustrated because as I started my business, I was realizing, oh my gosh, I need to be paying money for my website. I've got to have my calendar and scheduling going on. I've got to be paying for online course systems. I want my landing pages and my funnels and so on and so on and so on. And it was overwhelming and expensive. And so I found Coach Core, and I am so impressed with their business and their values, and I've just aligned with them. And what they are is I think of them as a simple business in a box, a one-stop shop for everything that you need to grow and scale your business when it comes to your systems and being organized and the back-end pieces of your business. And so if you're wanting to streamline your and have everything in one place, from your website to your contacts to numerous SMS to social media all being housed under one calendar, to your calendar, to your funnels, to your landing pages, online courses, and so on. Plus, the bonus is you get hands-on support a couple times a week. Somebody will come on and you can actually talk to a real person and you can get your questions answered. You can get guidance around the systems. You can get support with marketing and strategies and business. And it really feels like a community while you're getting system support. And the best part is that it's extremely affordable at $97 a month, $97 US. You can have all of that in one spot. And so go into my show notes and check it out. Check out Coach Core Services. Email me if you have questions. Email Coach Core and get your business organized and streamlined and your system set up so you can focus on building your business and giving your time and attention where it needs to go and scale your business to success. And so just thanks, Coach Core, for being there for me. And check them out, everybody. Okay, let's get back to the episode. And so I'm curious, right? So let's say you're doing that. What would you say, like, why are some people overlooked? So let's say if we're thinking about it, some people say the marketplace is saturated with what you're doing and what your message is. I don't believe that. And what are certain brands doing over others, even if the products and services are similar, such that they're getting the traction?
Honestly, I deeply believe it is creating a great emotional connection. Mm. People don't buy offers. They buy identity. They buy emotional connection. They buy your story. They buy your beliefs. So I would say it is the emotional connection. And it's also not fitting into a box, but owning what you already have inside of you so that you can actually stand out. And this is going to create what I call it. Sorry for the noise, that's my cat. This is going to create what I call the us versus them energy. If you think about Taylor Swift, for example, which we can consider a strong personal brand, right? She's going to have people who are going to love her so deeply. Sorry. And people who are going to hate her. But the people who love her, like, they would spend thousands and thousands to be with her, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I deeply believe it is about creating emotional connection and owning what you really have and not being afraid of saying what you really think, of removing all the filters and to stop performing for the algorithm. Because the biggest brands, they don't perform for the algorithm. The biggest brands, they connect with people. They don't think, how can we go viral? They think, how can I connect with my ideal client? How can I connect with my people?
Yeah, such good advice. What would be 2 to 3 tips you would share to create emotional connection?
I would say, first of all, determine who is your enemy. Because you're probably going to make some people angry, but you're going to connect deeply with those who believe in your own belief. So talk about why you have a specific belief. I would say the second one would be to share your story. Why are you the best person to offer this specific service that you have? Why are you the person I should be listening to? And number three, it is getting to know your ideal client in depth. you can't create emotional connection with your ideal client if you don't know who is your ideal client in the first place.
Yeah. That's awesome. And okay, so I know you're really great at positioning people with their brand on Instagram. And so can we chat about this? Because you're sharing so much great stuff, right? And so it's taking everything you're sharing and now applying it and implementing it in our social media platforms.
Yeah.
And so you're an expert on Instagram. And so I love this because I'm also learning to build my Instagram. I'm putting out content. I would be the version of the person who's putting stuff out. I'm getting clear on my ideal client, yet I've just started. I have 1,500 followers. It's not like it's crazy or huge. And it's growing by 20 or 30 followers a month. And I'm like, man, okay, how do I speed this up? So I'm just curious to pick your brain around Instagram. You've helped brands position themselves on Instagram. So maybe we can start with just what would be your top 3 to 4 tips specifically to focus on when it comes to Instagram?
Okay. So I don't know if you're going to know what I'm going to say, but there is no real Instagram strategy. What I mean is when I teach my clients to create content, it is just a natural extension of the brand. So instead of giving you like a strategy for Instagram, which is use hooks and use this and use that, what about you get clear on your brand, who you're talking to, your offer, why you position, like everything we talked about, and start speaking to that person in your content? Because here's the thing, I had my first 5K painful client with, I think I had 70 followers. People don't buy because you have more followers. People don't, you only need 5 aligned people. You don't need 10,000 people. You need to create emotional resonance and alignment with those people. So I would say that actually the Instagram strategy that I would have is to get clear on your positioning and messaging so that your Instagram strategy can work. Now, if you're talking about format, I can give you a few tips, and I could say use Reels for storytelling to create a little bit more visibility, use Reels to attract new people, and use your carousels to have those long texts where you can cover an entire customer's journey. So make them go through, oh, this is me, by speaking to their specific symptoms, to telling them why this is happening. Then you guide them through the consideration phase, like you are going to create some sort of agitation saying, oh, but you keep making this mistake. This is not going to help you because X, Y, Z. And then you can present your offer as the solution. So you can use an entire customer's journey in your carousel. And in your stories, you would actively sell because this is where your hottest leads are usually.
Okay. I love it. You know what I love about your message is that it's not so much about the nuts and the bolts and getting caught up in the details. It's about the emotional resonance, like you said, your clarity on who you're speaking to, the emotional connection, showing up authentic like yourself, sharing your story. And I really believe that is also what is attractive. And everybody can do that. And I think as I was getting started in this journey with my business, it was so easy to get, I like to call it analysis of paralysis, like overthinking everything. But how do I do this? And are all the colors matching up? And what is my hook? And oh my gosh. So what happens is people just don't start, right? Yeah. Like they don't start. And so I love this because everybody deep down knows who they are and knows their story. And the more you speak it, the better you get at doing it. And so I love your guidance. I love it. That being said, I'm curious about this, the practical part of, let's say you're doing this now on your Instagram, right? And you're creating the reels and the carousels and you're sharing your story and you're speaking to your client. What are the best ways or best practices to turn your audience and the people who are resonating with your message to turn your ideal client into an actual client?
I think it really comes down to, so you have your brand strategy, right? You know how you're positioned, you know how to speak to your ideal client, you know why your offer, all of that. You know how to create emotional connection. You then need to connect that with an actual strategy. I'm not talking about a specific Instagram strategy in terms of format. I'm talking about a messaging framework. I'm talking about guiding your audience through a customer's journey. So this is what I was talking about, creating awareness, then going to the consideration phase, then going to the decisional phase. And ultimately, every post is going to act as a piece of the puzzle where you're going to need to build trust. So you're going to need to share case studies. This is how I help my client achieve XYZ. Showing how you help your clients achieve XYZ results. So this is the exact method. These are the exact steps I'm going to take you through in order to achieve XYZ. It is showing up consistently. I know this is boring advice, but people need to trust you. And in order to trust you, they need to trust you're going to show up for them every day. Mm-hmm. It is pushing through even when your followers are not growing. It is being consistent with one message, right? Because a lot of people, they post something, they see no traction, meaning no sales or not enough engagement. And they start wondering, oh, what did I say wrong? What should I say instead to make a sale? Here's the thing. You're probably going to make more sales when you will stop thinking, what do I need to sell, and actually free up your voice. When you actually say what you want to say without any filter. When you're going to share your thought leadership. Why should I be listening to you when there are so many people in the industry? If you're not clear on that, if you're not clear on how you're positioning yourself, on who is your ideal client, how you help them get results, it's going to be very complicated to create content that is going to move your ideal client from I just found you to I want to work with you. Because the secret sauce, I call it like that, because sometimes my clients are like, I don't know, sometimes when I follow those coaches, they all seem to have this secret sauce. The secret sauce is certainty. People need to be certain that you are the right choice for them. That's that simple. How do you create certainty? By knowing exactly who you're speaking to, by knowing exactly why you are the only choice and not someone else, by being able to show your ideal client how you're going to guide them, how you're going to help them achieve their results, by knowing how to infuse your thought leadership, your beliefs, and your content, and by knowing how to activate your people through your content.
Yeah, I love this. I love that. I always say to people, follow people who are certain, right? People follow people who are certain. And I love that you said the secret sauce is certainty. And that's so cool. And, you know, what if we're speaking to entrepreneurs? Because both you and I like to work with entrepreneurs that have had success. They are successful. Mm-hmm. And they're just wanting to break through their next financial ceiling. And so what would you say to those entrepreneurs who maybe are feeling a little bit stuck with where they're at with their brand? What needs to shift? Is when do we know if a rebrand is necessary to go to the next level, or if we just need to fine tune some things? Like, where would you guide those entrepreneurs to take a look at if they're like, listen, I want to break through to multiple six figures or even into the $1 million mark? And they're still a solo entrepreneur, for lack of better words. Is it maybe necessary for a rebrand, or where maybe should they look at what they're doing to make some changes?
So not all the time. I would say if everything is working well and you need more like scaling systems and sales refinement, I would probably hire a business coach. But if you find yourself that every time, no matter, like even if you're working with clients, but you work with clients who drain your energy, if you keep attracting the wrong leads, meaning you have people in your DMs who say you're too expensive, or they ask for a discount, or they take like forever to move. If every time you get to create content, you feel exhausted and you're like, I don't know what to say anymore. You keep being shaped by the online industry and by all the noise that is out there. You don't enjoy what you are actually doing. I would say it is time for a rebrand. And I don't mean like a rebrand. Like, I'm not necessarily talking about the visuals. I'm not necessarily talking about the color palette. It's funny because a lot of times my clients, what they tried already is, I want to attract more premium clients. So what I did is that I tried to look more premium. It doesn't work that way. Like, you can attract premium clients even with a brand that isn't bougie. But you need a rebrand on your positioning, on how you stand out, on your messaging, how you speak to your people, why you're the only option, etc. So I would say these are, symptoms, things that are happening that can make you think, oh, I probably need a rebrand.
My gosh, I love that. And once again, I feel like a message that you're sharing that is resonating with me, at least, and I'm hearing loud and clear, is know your ideal client. Like, it all comes back to knowing your ideal client and speaking to them. And so that's what I'm getting from this episode is, and it's, I think it's so great, right? And so sometimes we overcomplicate it, and it's the reason why we're probably not attracting who we want into our business as well. What would you say would be one major shift as an established entrepreneur for their business to go from good to great if they want to scale, right, in terms of brand presence and client attraction?
What do you mean? Do you want more clients? Do you want to have clients who pay more, a higher price? What do you mean exactly when you say
to go
great?
Let's do both of those. I like that question you just asked. So what would be a shift for people to attract more clients and then also to be able to increase their prices?
Okay, so when it comes to attracting more clients, I would say, like, it's, I don't play the volume game, and I'm thinking if you're playing the volume game, you're probably going to dilute your message. I don't think you can play like such a high volume game and attract a lot of premium clients. Now, don't get me wrong, you can totally have a lot of premium clients in your micro offers. I'm just saying it's probably going to be hard to work one-on-one with private clients with your, I don't know, 20K offer. You can have micro offers and capture more volume, but that also means getting a tiny bit less specific, actually, and creating more top funnel content. But when it comes to attracting high caliber clients who pay more for your services, you want to triple your prices. It is about getting to know who you're speaking to and speaking to people who are already empowered. Because what I see happening a lot of the time is that people come to me with a messaging, but they're speaking to people who are like in victim mode. They're looking for a solution to their pain instead of speaking to someone who is looking for someone who is going to partner with them to take them to the next level of what looks like the success to them. So for an example, speaking to a victim mode would be, I'm going to take this example because I have worked with this type of coach. She's a breakup coach. Like, you could be speaking to a victim saying, you wake up every day and you just want to cry all day. I'm going to help you heal, my darling, blah, 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 blah. These people are desperate. Speaking to someone who is empowered and who understand the value of investment in mentorship, consulting, coaching would be speaking to someone like, so you've gone through this breakup, but now you're ready to get back your energy, you're ready to feel like yourself again, and there's no way you're going to let a man or a woman make you feel like shit again. I'm going to help you become that type of woman again. You see, like, technically, they're doing the same work, but one is speaking to a victim who is looking for a desperate solution. The other one is speaking to a person who is looking for help and guidance to step into their next level, identity, however you want to call it.
That's such great advice.
This comes back to, if you're speaking to empowered people, these people understand the value of investment and they're not going to be price shopping. What they're going to look at is, I know I want this. Are you or not the right person to help me do that?
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so I'm curious. Let's say, and that's such good advice, right? So, like, once again, it's like we're in control of who we're attracting into our atmosphere, into our environment, into our business funnel, right, as clients. And so I'm curious, as you're speaking, because I'm at the space right now where I'm learning the online social media space. And it can be confusing when it comes to now the marketing strategy once we have our brand strategy in place. So it's, do I create freebies and funnels that then upsell for the smaller $27, $50, $100 to get people into maybe my community and have them in my newsletters, where then eventually I can upsell them to my higher ticket prices? Or with my message, am I always speaking to the top tier of who I want to attract? Or is it a mix of both? And because I feel like when we're speaking our message to our ideal client, I can do that. Yet where I get stuck then is, how do I package that with my marketing? Because do I want to start from the bottom up or do I start just from the top down? Does this make sense, my question?
Yeah, I understand. And here's the thing. you always, always, always speak to your ideal client and 1% top client, even if you're launching a freebie, a masterclass, a low ticket, whatever that is. Because a lot of people make the mistake of creating a freebie, a masterclass, a low ticket offer, whatever that is, for people who can't afford it. You will not attract your ideal client like that. Your lower ticket offer or freebie should be an entry level, an entry point for your ideal client to create and build trust with you so they have the certainty you are the right person for them. So a freebie is, hey, you just met me. Let's spend an hour together during a masterclass or whatever that is. Let me show you how I can help you. Let me show you how great I am. Let me show you how I speak, how I move, what's my philosophy, what's my way, whatever that is. And people are going to be like, oh, I really the way that person is thinking. And they're going to move. If you create low entry points for someone who is not your ideal client, they're probably going to ask for a refund for a $27 offer. Yeah. And they're not going to move.
I love what you just shared. Thank you for that answer. I'm going to be listening to this episode on repeat. So it's literally, it's like creating, you're not creating the freebie or the low point offer for price-wise. You're creating it to build trust and have the entry level of your ideal client coming in so they can learn that you are the guide and the solution to who they've been looking for. And I love, it's like that small perspective switch, right? That is going to make the world of a difference. And then once again, it keeps your messaging on point and in alignment, right? With speaking to your ideal client.
Exactly.
Oh, I love this. Okay. Is there, so as we start to wind down a little bit, when it comes to brand strategy, is there anything that you just want to share that we haven't spoke about?
I think I've said, like, I've covered what a brand strategy is. Yeah, I think the message is pretty clear. It's going to be the same to me. Like, your success doesn't come from fitting into a box and following the perfect content strategy and the perfect templates. I think it comes from owning who you really are and speaking from your true self. And you need a brand and a strategy to amplify it, but you need both. Like, you need to have that emotional connection and a strategy to implement that. But ultimately, the message is always going to be the same. Brand strategy first. And if you have that, your content, your newsletter, your sales, whatever that is, it's all going to align. It's all going to align. Scaling a business, it's going to be so much easier. So much. So much easier.
Oh my gosh, I love that. So everybody, brand strategy first, right? And everything else will fall into place after that. It'll make your decisions easier. You will be able to get into action faster, scale quicker, put money in your pocket faster, and make a bigger impact with the people who are using your services.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so cool. You know what, Victoria? I know people are going to want to learn more from you and possibly use your services. You really know your stuff. You can tell that, like, you're an expert at this. And I know just from the few interactions we have, you really actually want to help other entrepreneurs and business owners win in their business. Where can people find you if they want to just connect with you or learn more about you?
You can find me on Instagram at Victoria Renaissance, but you will link because I don't know if it's an easy way to spell my name.
Yeah, no worries. I'll put everything in the show notes so that people can just go and click on it and have access to you. I definitely recommend following you and reaching out to you. What do you offer when it comes to business? So if somebody would listen to this and they're like, oh my gosh, brand strategy, this is where I need to start. What are just maybe a few things? Maybe speak about your business if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. So at the moment, I have two main offers. The first one is a brand and content intensive. So it is a 90-minute private intensive where I get to audit all your brand, all your messaging, all your content, and you walk out with a strategic plan so you know what makes you the obvious choice. You understand how to stand out. And I analyze the messaging shifts that need to happen in your content, sales page, whatever that is, in order for you to move your audience from, I just found you, to I want to work with you. And you also get the optional, you can also upgrade and have a week intensive of Telegram with me if you need ongoing refinement. And this is like usually the entry level. It is specific for people who need quick answers. They want an audit and they want to move fast. For people who actually care about high proximity, mentorship, partnership on the long term, and that want full access to me all the time, I usually work during 6 months through private consulting only. I don't do group coaching or anything like that. I only do private because I believe this is how my clients get the best results. And everything is absolutely personalized. Of course, I walk you through my signature framework, but everything is personalized to your need. And you will have support Monday to Friday on Telegram with me. So you're never left with questions, but only with answers. So these are usually the two pathways.
That is awesome. Everybody, go check out Victoria for real. That is amazing. Thanks for sharing that. That is awesome. And okay, I have a few last questions before we wrap up here. You've had a journey in your own life, right, in business. And so I'm just curious now, what does success mean to you?
Success to me means being able to do what I love when I want and how I want. Success to me is freedom, and it is able to use my gift to create a positive impact on the world.
Oh my gosh, I love that answer. Okay, so what about my podcast tagline is Unleashing Greatness Within. What would three tips be that you would give the listeners to unleash their inner greatness?
I would say work on your fear of rejection and all of this actually comes down to your marketing too. Your fear of rejection, your fear, all of your fears that are keeping you stuck and in the same loops instead of making you evolve, because it's also going to show up in your marketing if you're afraid. And also, like, you're going to have a better life, of course, if you can live without all those old patterns and fears. What else could I say? Unleash your greatness. I would say, yeah, embrace yourself. Fuck what other people are thinking. Yeah. You get to dream, you get to create the life that you want, and you get to say what you want to say, and fuck what other people are thinking.
I love it. It's like mic drop. Exactly. Exactly. That is a recipe for a happy life, a fulfilling life, for sure. I love it. Okay. And so last question, based on our message today around brand strategy, what would be a call to action you would give the listeners that they can implement this week so that they don't just listen to this and say, that was a great episode, such good nuggets. Like, what can they get off here and then go and implement? What's one thing?
Okay. First of all, I would say, if you haven't taken notes, go back to the episodes because I gave you a ton of prompts, and these are some of the prompts that I use with my clients. So these are valid prompts that I know are going to give you answers. And I would say start, I know it's basic, but start with your ideal client. How are the problems that they're facing showing up every day in their life specifically? How are you the obvious and only solution for them? Why you and why not someone else? And how does your offer connect the dots? Because you have this offer, why not another one specifically for the symptoms your ideal client is facing? I think this would be a great start.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing. I learned so much today. This was like a masterclass on brand strategy. And so I'm going to go back and I'm going to take notes. Like, I've literally been, I was taking notes as you were speaking, actually. I don't know if you could see. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much wisdom here on where I can tweak things and tweak my perspective and tweak my branding. And so just thank you so much. And it's just been so great to meet you. I'm excited to get to know each other better and support each other's businesses and just really appreciate you being on the episode and sharing.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, everybody, go and follow Victoria and reach out to Victoria for guidance and coaching and mentorship around brand strategy. She will save you time, effort, and put money in your pocket. Reach out to Victoria, everybody. Okay, thanks for being here, Victoria.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh my gosh, I truly learned so much from Victoria talking about brand strategy in business and having that be the main thing that you have clarity and certainty around, because it will help dictate and decide what to do moving forward in your business when it comes to your marketing strategy, what to share, how to share. And I love that her message is really about creating an emotional connection with your ideal client and having clarity around who that is. And then everything else will become more simple. And so I encourage you to listen to this episode again. She left so many great nuggets and direction. I was taking notes as she was sharing. I'm going to listen to it again and have your brand strategy in place to set yourself up for success. And so just thank you so much, Victoria, for being here. If you enjoyed this episode, I've had a handful of other people on who have spoken just as great around marketing and branding and building a business online. A couple that I would share to go back and listen to that would resonate with this episode would be episode 58 with Helen Hunter McKenzie, and she's a growth strategist. And so she gave almost a masterclass as well on how to grow your business online and in the marketplace and not feel like it's saturated, right? So how to stand out. And then also episode 28 was really great with Julie Wheeler. She's a story brand specialist, and she talks about how you want to become the guide for your ideal client. And she talks a bit about how to understand who your ideal client is. So I think you would enjoy that one as well. So just thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. With love, greatness, and success, it's your host, Kelly Beveridge.